In the day's other news, U.S. health officials voiced fears that mass protests could fuel new COVID-19 infections. That came as deaths nationwide neared 105,000, including some 26,000 nursing home patients. Meanwhile, in the latest reopening, the Florida Keys welcome visitors back, while the World Health Organization again urged caution.
But we need to be careful. This is still a killer virus, and there are still thousands of people every day dying from this virus. So we need to be exceptionally careful not to create a sense that all of a sudden the virus, by its own volition, has now decided to be less pathogenic. That is not the case at all.
Parts of the Vatican also opened for the first time since March, and shoppers returned to London's Camden Market. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 91 points to close at 25,475. The Nasdaq rose 62 points, and the S&P 500 added 11. And the artist Christo, known for massive public arts displays, has died in New York. There is no word on the cause. He and his late wife, Jean-Claude, gained fame for swaddling large structures in fabric. Over the years, they wrapped the Reichstag in Berlin, a famous bridge in Paris, and floating barrels in London, among many others. Christo was 84 years old.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.